to Cruise. You're listening to Free Radio, Freak Radio. This is Self Defense with DJ Daniel Sun. I'm going to be here for the next little bit spinning some tunes for you. Just spit out some of the names here. You're going to hear from Janis Joplin, as you just did. We'll play some more a little bit later. I'm going to play Fishbone, David Rovix, L7, Sage Francis, J-Live, Ozo Motley, Cal Jader, who you're listening to right now. We'll hear from Otis Redding, Sleater Kinney, Buck 65, Frank Black, Saul Williams. So it's kind of a musical variety show, but we're going to be listening to some conscious music, some conscious tunes, and learn a little bit about what's going on these days. We're going to hear some words written by Stan Goff. And I'm going to tell you about a couple of the films that are out right now that you can go see locally, internationally. There's some amazing documentaries and films out right now. I don't know, like, if it's just in the air. Resistance is definitely in the air, but all these films, there's a lot of information out there. And while it might not be the newest information for those of you who are involved and conscious and within the movement, I'm telling everyone I know to go see some of these films because they're excellent propaganda. There's some good, good recruiting films playing in theaters right now. And I'm not just talking about Fahrenheit 9/11. I'm talking about The Corporation. I'm talking about Control Room. Good stuff. So I'm going to let you listen to Cal Jader, and I'm going to be here for the next hour or two spinning some music for you. So my name is DJ Daniel Sun. This is Self Defense 101. You're listening to Freak, Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM, and freakradio.org. Thank you for listening, supporting Free Radio.
Rock your spouse, not no mouse in this lyrical joust, you'll get housed. mother of the masterpiece. The last one who trespassed got that ass deceased. Because I'm quick and original, I got the click that'll get you to a bunch of sick individuals. Don't even glance like you might be swole. And that ass deep will be my Nike soul. Got the flame to the match like an arsonist. Leaving all you sucker MCs under house arrest. It goes, oh, I'm coming for ya. I'm in the cut, creeping up, now I'm on ya. It goes to the break of dawn and you just don't stop. Lyric fist, white rubber, we don't need no blocks. It goes, oh, I'm coming for ya. I'm in the cut, creeping up, now I'm on ya. It goes to the break of dawn and you just don't stop. Lyric fist, white rubber, we don't need no blocks. It goes, chillin' souls.
Drums and first say on the mic. Rule number 6 for life is stay on the bike. And as soon as you can, you get rid of the training wheels. There's no way to explain how good entertaining feels. It's better than nothing, and it's more fun than pinball. When it's done poorly, it's enough to make the skin crawl. It's like chewing on tinfoil. And the only thing worse is when kids pedal drums without paying a few dues first. So don't ask what my drums are, cause I either won't tell you, or else I got a list of phony records to sell you. Cause see, no one helped me, and as a matter of fact, there's a thrill in the hunt for a platter of wax. It's called searching for the perfect beat. The honor is prestigious to those with the knowledge, and to cheat is sacrilegious. I'm talking bootlegs and reissues, I avoid them like the plague. But don't ask where I look, cause I'll lie or be vague. I'm on the lookout for beats every little second. Check country and western, even heavy metal records. Leave no stone uncovered, and for every 10 token, you may find none with 10 hours spent looking. But that's what makes a good score so rewarding, even if you spend 20 bucks on a rare recording. So don't ask what my drums are, cause I either won't tell you, or else I got a list of phony records to sell you. My beats aren't familiar, so you can't put your finger on them.
I know you got some beats, as I also have some beats. How about you come here tonight and you don't die? Shave your bone, fix your waist.
Thank you.
listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM. I got a track for you. It's special. It's right here. It's a fantastic 4th of July spectacular.
The Freedom Kit. 12 different size flags you can stick everywhere. The Freedom Kit for $14.99. And then upgrade for $10. Get the Patriot Pack. 10 more flags. 10 bigger size flags. Be a better patriot than the people who get the Freedom Kit. Outdo your neighbors in patriotism. Let them know you're better than the Freedom Kit people. 27 different flags. Stick them on your car. Stick them in your window. Stick them in your office. Stick them on your cubicle. Fucking shove them up your ass. We got special flags to shove up your ass when you're sleeping. No reason not to be a patriot when you're asleep. Come on. Don't let those terrorists win. If you don't have a flag sticking there, your ass, the terrorists win. Always have flags. Give your children flags. Everyone should have a flag. All the time, at all times, flags. Eat the flag. Special edible flag. Have flags grafted on the inside of your eyelids. So all times you have flags. Have flag pills to eat, and then you shit out a flag. That's true patriotism. Don't be asleep on the job here, America. So order today. All flags made by Chinese prison labor. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
A shimmering shape suddenly appears out of thin air. A shape that takes on human form. Finally crystallizing into focus, revealing itself to be none other than
Vampire Hunter Jay. I let you know from the get-go, a little garlic in the cross won't stop this blood suckingness. Slave making this, hostage taking this, sneakiest, continental rapist. Make no mistake in this. I'm not speaking on a fictional, figuring the folklore, but more like the type to provoke war. Spread a lot of the poor, start a play with a cure. When opportunity knocks, he locks doors to ensure outlast the prescribed expiration. The reign of the undead is self-preservation. He feeds off the lives of others, but not with fangs and your juggler. He uses the drugs and gun smugglers, leaving the trail of mindless zombies, childless mommies, protected by powerful armies as they guard the peace who hides by days in the deep dark coffin that blocks the sun rays. I'll let you know from the get-go, a little garlic in the course don't stop these blood sucking this, slave making this, hostage taking this, sneaky is continental rapist. From dusk till dawn, I take on the task of unmasking the snake in the grass to wake up the sleepwalkers that they able to see and shake up the shapeshifters in the powers that be. So here I stand with stake in hand at the heart of the problem with the root of all evil. Knowing the enemy, it be your only protection. The windows will expose its lack of reflection. But you sit at home waiting for the devil you like with the mystery meat to put in your last supper. His lies hypnotized with the promise of gold. By the time you even realize you lost control, oppressed people got power, but the demons conceal it. They steal it, wield it, print money to shield it. They flip tricks, monopolies dominate politics. The blood sucked the many, but I choose to reveal it. I'm so powerful, I let your whole world revolve around me and have it spin so fast you can't feel it. And 8 minutes later, the truth shines to build. From sunlight, the vampires have no shield. So they wither and die with that stolen blood dripping from my double-edged sword on my own crusade to take back from the wicked what was founded in peace. It won't stop till the 10% nightmare cease. I'll let you know from the get-go, a little garlic in the cores don't stop these blood sucking it. Slave making it, hostage taking it, sneakiest, continental rapist. From dusk till dawn, I take on the task of unmasking the snake in the grass to wake up the sleepwalkers still they able to see and shake up the shapeshifters and the powers that be.
Free Radio Santa Cruz. This is DJ Danielson. That was J Live, Vampire Hunter. And you're tuned to Self Defense 101. I want to read you a little something. Stan Goff is a writer now, but he entered military service in 1970, retired in 1996, quote unquote, served in Vietnam, Haiti, Panama, and has written two books, Hideous Dream, A Soldier's Memoir of the U.S. Invasion of Haiti, and Full Spectrum Disorder, The Military in the New American Century. He's working on a third book that sounds really interesting to me. I don't know about you. Called Sex and War, A Soldier's Notebook on Gender and the Military. And I want to read to you a little bit from the book Full Spectrum Disorder. This chapter is titled Full Spectrum Fuck Up. And since you're listening to free radio, I'm not going to edit myself, but I am going to edit the article a little bit for length. So stay tuned and let me know if you have any questions, clarifications, complaints, compliments. That's all C's, I think. The number here in the studio is 427-3772. Full Spectrum Disorder by Stan Goff. Full Spectrum Dominance, FSD, is the key term in Joint Vision 2020, the Department of Defense blueprint issued under Henry Shelton, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff during, yes, the Clinton administration. Full spectrum dominance means the availability and the ability of U.S. forces operating alone or with allies to defeat any adversary and control any situation across the range of military operations. They did use the word any twice, making it perhaps the most grandiose hallucination in U.S. military history, in contrast to the semi-conscious caution inherent in the Powell Doctrine. Full spectrum refers to three things: geographic scope, level of conflict, and technology. This is a doctrine that implicitly aims at world military domination, taking on everything from street riots to thermonuclear war, accomplished with a blank check to weapons developers for an array of highly sophisticated gadgets. This is the doctrine from which Rumsfeld evolved his, quote, military revolution in military affairs, RMA, and the corresponding doctrine of network-centric warfare. Rumsfeld is a narcissist who has convinced himself he is a military genius. His boss is a preppy pretending to be a cowboy, and he is a techno geek pretending he is the new Clausewitz. All right. Rumsfeld and company seem to believe that military technical superiority is some guarantee of military success, and that military force can somehow always resolve underlying economic and political contradictions. So Goff goes on to describe how basically the U.S. military has all these toys, all this technology, all this high-tech weaponry that they've spent so much time and energy developing, but still you have to understand that war is complicated, conflict is not a organized system, and that chaos inevitably comes in, and when chaos comes in, simplicity cuts through. No matter what technology you've got, no matter what high-tech gadgets you've got, simple plan works. So he talks about how, as a soldier, because he is a former soldier, he talks about basically participating in war games with the U.S. government on both sides, as the, you know, staged adversary playing the enemy, and as the you know, practicing military force. And he talks about how inevitably he was able, through simplicity, to beat these complicated computerized schemes in these war games, and how other people were able to do it as well, humiliating the government with their high-tech plans and their grandiose, you know, schemes for total control based on technological superiority. So back to Goff. So he was entertained to read in September 2002 about another retired Marine, General Paul Van Ripper. Van Ripper's a simple guy who was selected to play the opposing forces, OP4, commander named Saddam Hussein, for a three-week-long computer-simulated invasion of Iraq called Operation Millennium Challenge. Woo! Van Ripper had the same experience I, Stan Goff, had back in 1989. He won. Then his victory was overturned. He defeated the entire gazillion-dollar U.S. electronic warfare intelligence apparatus by sending messages via motorcycle-mounted couriers to organize the preemptive destruction of 16 U.S. ships using pleasure vessels. This is the war game simulation. At that point, the exercise controllers repeatedly intervened and told them what to do. Move these defenders off the beach. Stop giving out commands from your mosque minarets. Turn off your radar so our planes can see you. Turn on your radar so our planes can see you. Every time Van Riper was left to his own devices, he kicked their asses. While all of this is surely amusing, what does it mean? Would the Iraqis defeat the U.S. during an invasion? Certainly not. Not even if, as some then reported, Yugoslavs were giving Iraqis advice on how to passively track U.S. warplanes in order to tease them in close enough to shoot, as the Yugoslavs did in 1999 against an F-117 stealth fighter at cost of $2.1 billion a copy, and that's not including maintenance. The decoys the Yugoslavs used on the ground in this 1999 war were microwave ovens at $150 a pop. That's right, microwave ovens. Okay. This fascination with and faith in military high technology as a strategic panacea has been a Rumsfeld constant. He was protected in that faith by those who would not allow Van Riper to beat the U.S. military at their computer game. But there's another constant at work here, bullying. That's why the appearance thing was a priority. Bullies depend on appearances. Most of us know what bullying is. It's the cheap gangsterism encountered in schoolyards, shop floors, marriages, and offices, where a party who has the literal or figurative size to get away with it beats down the smallest among us in order to intimidate everyone into compliance with its wishes. Let's revisit Yugoslavia for a moment. NATO claimed they had killed 300 or so tanks in the massive bombing attacks that followed the Kosovo provocation, but the number was actually 14. The war was won by bullying, not combat. By bombing unarmed civilians and civilian infrastructure mercilessly in violation of the Geneva Convention, the Hague Convention, the UN Charter, the Nuremberg Charter, and the laws of armed conflict. These are the same laws, by the way, that ostensibly protect American soldiers should they be captured in combat. Those soldiers should pay attention. The people like Bush and Rumsfeld who are ordering these serial violations of international law will never face capture. They will make belligerent, manly noises from comfortable rooms while U.S. prisoners are having electrodes attached to their testicles. Hey, what goes around comes around. They're not my bosses anymore, troops. They're yours. The Department of Defense claims that Apache helicopters were never used in Kosovo because of a deployment glitch. Bullshit. They were not sent into combat because they fly close to the ground, where some very competent and motivated soldiers equipped with shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles were hiding, with a decided willingness to fire. Look at where the U.S. has engaged in combat since the U.S. defeat in Vietnam. Then look at the type of combat and the opposition. Massive bombing, including of civilian targets, characterized the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Iraq had been bled white by a decade of trench warfare with Iran before the 1991 invasion and 12 years of deadly sanctions and bombing before 2003. Afghanistan was a backward, starving nation shattered by internecine rivalry. The only substantial ground combat in the 1991 invasion of Iraq was the surprise attack ordered by General Barry McCaffrey, again in violation of every international law and convention, to slaughter tens of thousands of demoralized Iraqi civilians and military 2 days after the ceasefire, when the Iraqis were conducting an orderly retreat. Iraqi soldiers were actually sunbathing on the Baghdad-bound tanks, tanks whose main guns were reversed and locked into non-combat positions when McCaffrey's lethal turkey shoot began. Ground operations in Afghanistan have been a series of military blunders that are the stuff of sick humor, including the vaunted Operation Anaconda that turned into Operation Blind Garter Snake, a wedding that was converted into a mass funeral, and the cover-up of U.S.-supervised war crimes at Mazar-i-Sharif. Other battlefield glories include the illegal coup against the superpower of Panama, in which thousands of civilians were killed in the process of defeating the formidable Panamanian Defense Forces, the invasion of Grenada, population 90,000, to secure the world's strategic supply of nutmeg, and Reagan's other adventure in Lebanon, where engagement on the ground with credible opponents resulted in another disaster. For anyone interested, Goff's book Hideous Dream bathes the U.S. military in glory for the Haiti invasion of 1994. The point is, of course, that the U.S. military is restricted to attacking defenseless opponents, what commentator Pepe Escobar referred to in March 2003 as, quote, theatrical militarism, in other words, bullying. Beat up weak people to show what a tough guy you are. Note that the U.S. didn't pounce on the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, where the DPRK was claimed to have announced it had bomb-grade plutonium. Wasn't this one of the axes of evil, admitting it had weapons of mass destruction? An admission it turns out wasn't true. But Korea, North Korea, has a very tough and disciplined military that is close enough to Seoul to throw rocks at it, and a lot of American GIs are concentrated between the DMZ and the capital. And in the capital, which may be by Rumsfeld, has since announced they will all be pulled back from the DMZ. The U.S. seems disinclined to commit conventional ground troops to Colombia. That's because the FARC and the ELN fight. I'll go out on a limb and say they won't send troops to Venezuela either. I've seen the Venezuelan army, most of whom are still loyal to populist President Hugo Chavez, and they didn't strike me as pushovers. Bullies avoid people who won't put up with them. Were it not for the waning U.S. capacity to bully economically, our foreign policy establishment would be honored with a lot of middle finger salutes. Mike Davis, author of City of Courts and Ecology of Fear, says, for all the geek speak about networks and ecosystems and millenarian boasting about minimal robotic warfare, the United States is becoming a terror state, pure and simple, a 21st century Assyria with laptops and modems. Back to Goff, Bush might listen to Wolfowitz, the Dr. Strangelove of American politics, and consider the use of tactical nuclear weapons in the quest to restructure the planet's political geography. Rumsfeld has already begun calling for research into low-yield atomic bunker buster munitions. But as the Haitian proverb goes, if you don't say good morning to the devil, he will eat you. If you do say good morning to the devil, he will eat you. There is no option for most of the world but to fight imperialism, and it can be fought militarily, but not conventionally. Shout it out. Shout out to all of you in the periphery. Don't underestimate this beast from whose belly I write. But don't buy its invincibility mystique either. It can be beaten. You just have to think out of the box. Stan Goff on Free Radio Santa Cruz. That was Stan Goff. This is Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
One day a friend took me aside, said I have to leave you for buying something from a friend. They say I've done wrong for protecting the name of a man. They say you'll have to leave you. So now I'm bidding you farewell for much too long. And here's a song to sing for every man inside. If he can hear you sing, it's an open door. There's not a rich man there who couldn't pay his way and buy the freedom that's a high price for the poor. Another friend said to her kids, I'm gonna have to leave ya for selling something to the man. I guess I did wrong, and although I did the best I could, I'm gonna have to leave ya. So now I'm kissing you farewell for much too long. And here's a song to sing for every man inside. If he can hear you sing, it's an open door. There's not a rich man there who couldn't pay his way and buy the freedom that's a high price for the poor.
Can you Free Radio Santa Cruz is a community-supported, non-commercial, unlicensed radio station broadcasting on the airwaves of Santa Cruz, California at 101.1 FM and to the global community online at freakradio.org. We do not do pledge drives, we do not broadcast advertisements, and we do not have sponsors or underwriters. We pay our own rent, expenses, and bills as a collective, and we get by thanks to the support of our member DJs and journalists. If you listen to Free Radio, if you use the webcast, if you like hearing local programming, if you're grateful to hear Democracy Now! Every day, if you appreciate the uncensored news, non-commercial music, and underrepresented commentary that airs on Free Radio, please do what you can to support the station by sending encouragement to FRSC at freakradio.org, or by leaving a message on our voicemail, 831-427-4523, or by sending a donation to Free Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Our website has a PayPal account where you can donate online, freakradio.org. All of these contacts can also be utilized to complain. Thanks for listening.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me an R.
R.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an N.
N.
What's that spell?
Treason.
What's that spell?
Treason.
One more time.
Treason.
You're all going to get arrested. My name is John Riley. I'll have your ear only a while. I left my dear home in Ireland. It was death, starvation, or exile. When I got to America, it was my duty to go. Enter the army and slog across Texas to join in the war against Mexico. And it was there in the pueblos and hillsides that I saw the mistake I had made. Part of a conquering army with the morals of a bayonet blade. And there amidst all these poor dying Catholics, screaming children, the burning stench of it all, myself and 200 Irishmen decided to rise to the call. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We marched neath the green flag of St. Patrick, emblazoned with Aaron Gobra, bright with the harp and the shamrock, and Libertad para Mexicana. Just 50 years after Wolf Tone, 5,000 miles away, the Yanks called us a legion of strangers, and they can talk as they may. But from Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We fought them in Matamoros, where their volunteers were raping the nuns. In Monterrey and Cerro Gordo, we fought on as Ireland's sons. We were the red-headed fighters for freedom amidst these brown-skinned women and men. Side by side we fought against tyranny, and I dare say we'd do it again. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. fought them in 5 major battles. Churubusco was the last. Overwhelmed by the cannons from Boston, we fell after each mortar blast. Most of us died on that hillside in the service of the Mexican state. So far from our occupied homeland, we were heroes and victims of fate. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, that was David Rovix, the St. Patrick's Battalion. One of the first Rovix songs I heard, I really dig that one. The Irish pride just comes swelling on out. But let's see. You heard from all kinds of good stuff in there. I played some J-Live, Ozzy Motley, Buck 65. We heard good stuff. I like good music. I don't know. I hope you do too. If you got a request, if you want to hear something in particular, I'll try to do my best to find it. 427-3772 is the request line, the studio line, the Yell at Danielson line. I want to play a little set here that, I don't know, I just had all these like melancholy love songs that are kind of depressing, but they're great songs. So, you know, for anyone who just had a breakup or anything going on, check these songs out. It'll probably, you know, I don't know, they're a little depressing, but we'll get back to the uplifting positive stuff after. But I got an Elliott Smith song, I got a Sage Francis song, I got a Sleater-Kinney song. So we're going to hear some of the dark side of love here real quick on Free Radio Santa Cruz. This is Self-Defense 101 with DJ Danielson, and this is Say Yes by Elliott Smith.
I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after. We broke up a month ago, and I grew up. I didn't know I'd be around the morning after. Been wait and see a happy day, and then you pay and feel like shit the morning after. But now I feel changed around, and instead of falling down, I'm standing up the morning after. Situations get fucked up, turned around sooner or later. I could be another fool or an exception to the rule. You tell me the morning after. Crooked spin can't come to rest. I'm damaged bad at best. She'll decide what she wants. I'll probably be the last to know. No one says until it shows. See how it is. They want you or they don't. Say yeah. I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after.
And I don't know whether to laugh or cry, and I don't know whether to live or die. I kept my love for her locked deep inside. It cuts like a knife. She's out of my life, out of my life, out of my life. God, I wasn't breastfed, and most of my conversations with men seem to revolve around music. I'm no musician, but the pain has been instrumental. My senses finally tuned to instruments of being lonely, of being lost, of being loved, of being human. Man, I can use a metaphor, but I can get beyond the shit. I can use someone to talk to, but most of my conversations with men seem to revolve around music. I am a poet who composes what the world proposes and poses what the world composes. I am a poet who composes what the world proposes and poses what the world composes. Damned indecision and cursed pride. I kept my love for her locked deep inside. Through to you. Get out of my life tonight. Get out of my life, out of my life, out of my hair, out of my mind. There's no love in fair. I'm moving. She had nothing but time on her hands, silver rings, turquoise stones, and purple nails. I rubbed my thumb across her palm, a feather bed where slept a psalm. Yea, though I walk, I used to fly, and now we dance. I watched my toenails blacken and walked a deadened trance, till she woke me with the knife edge of her glance. The scars to prove, the clock strikes with her hands. And I don't know what to do to get it through to you. And I don't know what to do.
Something, she said. As if I had built up enough trust in her to the point where she could show me the type of thing that she had at first introduced by saying she wanted to show it instead of just showing it like look. And I like don't feel like looking like the uninterested type. So I say, all right, show that shit. With a little bit more respect and reservation. It was my sister, for Christ's sake. I'm waiting for a follow-up line. There usually always is the statements like, I want to show you something. Kind of runs in the same vein of statements like, you can't tell anyone. Promises are made, and secrets are kept. I ain't tell anyone about what I seen or heard that day. Mum's the word still. I'm scared to plant ideas in your head while your rebellious side is fertile. Hurdles are getting knocked down. I'm running a losing race. Your legs aren't the only ones marked up. How many dreams have you chased? If I could have said this to your face, maybe you wouldn't have to write like I do. Except I use paper instead of my body now. It's something you might want to try too. From haikus to horror stories, there's something in our blood that we share. Something in our blood that appears on the surface of our skin when we bring it there. My facial expression said I didn't care. Hate and aggression must have made an impression on the little kid who stared, sitting on the stairs when I would bother to bring my skates. My feeble attempt at being a strong, big brother, doing father figure eights. Ripping my cape on the ground that it dragged on. Tripping on fate and hearing the sounds of a sad song. Listen, it's great sharing time now that dad's gone. But what's with the choice of words and the body parts you decided to tag them on? I'm a vagabond and moved to modern day Babylon and back again with minimal contact. You know, I can't ask your mom what's happening. You got such beautiful gifts. What are you doing? Ruining the packaging. How ironic. Come to think, I probably put this ink on my back for him. I want you to laugh and sing more. You dropped anchor in a place where dreams go to die. And keeping your ass indoors. I'm asking for you to stick it out and see things through. You're asking for me to zip my mouth and keep it just between me and you. 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 So that's what I'ma do. Just between me and you. Away from my cue.
an arrow. How would your body be different if I still drop off a visit? Is it my place to put a smile on your face? Could I erase your body language telling you it's all been said before? Or change the words you wrote and changing your scars from my metaphors and add them to my collection while smiling? Next time you want to paint with razor blades and need a canvas, use my skin. If I could have been there from the beginning, if I could be there right now, if I could promise to be there when you need me, when you need me, when you need me, give me a shout.
Your sins, well, I see the hell that your limbs speak, tongue in cheek, lying awake in bed while other kids sleep. The strength of evil begins to keep your grins weak. No matter the length of a needle, marking up one's body is so much more than skin deep. Feel the pinprick, the grim reaper they sow, and you're trained to say that you're fine. Your threshold for pain is greater than mine. I'm waiting in the lines that you give me patiently while you get caught in the lines that they make you waken in ways that they can't see. If there's a vacancy, as far as room in your life goes, say it to me. And don't do it with a knife under your clothes, cause the anguish of hidden skin. Let my ghost be shown, plus the language is written and it's especially close to home. I'm most alone when I'm out of touch with people who feel this type of pain. You might just aim for a day that it's raining to strike a vein and take my name in. Changing your uniform and altering your mindset. Has your pointer finger decided if it was a fault of his or mine yet? I bet. I know the dialect is nowhere I haven't been before, with skin that's sore. Battle scars that rise from our inner war. A decorative medals of honor that a father decided to pass to inheritance. And it is repetitive when the kids head in the direction of evidence proving the pain and hurt is relative. If I could have been there from the beginning, if I could be there right now, if I could promise to be there when you need me, would it raise an eyebrow? How would your body be different if I still drop off a visit? Is it my place to put a smile on your face? Could I erase your body language telling you it's all been said before? And change the words you wrote, it's changing your scars from my metaphors and add them to my collection while smiling. Next time you want to paint with razor blades and need a canvas, use my skin. If I could have been there from the beginning, if I could be there right now, if I could promise.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, that's Sage Francis. You're listening to Self Defense Radio with DJ Danielson on Free Radio. This show runs every Thursday night from 11 till late night. After I leave the studio here, there'll still be plenty of self-defense radio programmed all evening, so stay tuned as long as you please. Thursday night is golden oldies. You get the classic rock from the cream of the dregs with Uncle Dennis, and then conscious hip-hop, conscious music, commentary, news and views from DJ Danielson here with Self Defense 101. We're about halfway through a little melancholy love set. We're going to hear still from Sebado, Erykah Badu, and Sleater-Kinney. But right now, this is a melancholy love song. This one's a little hostile, but it's a melancholy love song nonetheless. From Sage Francis again. Look at that, two in a row. Here we go. You must be a kind of melancholy loving guy, eh?
I know I look good.
Yeah, me too. That's what I was about to say. I know I look good. Woo!
Stop sweating me. I'm making myself look pretty. I'm making myself look pretty for you. I'm making myself look prettier. Let me rub my back against the notches on your bedpost. The scratches have the thoughts off my flesh and shed ghosts. My head's close to your closet door. Cut the glass to my ear and my nose is in your business.
I smell something fishy here.
I hear bones rattling, poems battling for space and time. Phones that are ringing when I make judgment calls with pickup lines. Sexual hang-ups leave me waiting nude while alone. It gets aggravating, masturbating to a dial tone. I'm the home to runaway trains of thought. My one-track mind is a collision in a course where victims cross bedroom eyes. Uncross their legs, exposing inner thighs. I disrobe a show my most convincing disguise. I've lived so many lives. Each death has left my face scarred.
Hit so many lives.
Under my breath that I can't face scarred.
Dig into my mind.
Deep enough you find a graveyard. Get nervous, bodies will resurface every time it brains hard.
Don't cry, girl.
Let me outline
denying your shortcomings. My world is full of them and they're all in the long runnings. It's all fun and games, all done in vain. It's all a fucking shame. I ain't the one.
Well, I'm the one to complain.
I'm the one to come home, compare, contrast, come fast. Make love to the present, fuck the past. Make love to the present, fuck the past. Nothing lasts, don't you dare worry about the morning aftermath. I'm making myself look pretty. I'm making myself look pretty for you. I'm making myself look prettier. Taking an acid bath, pissing on the shower curtain. The gal just laughed and starts dissing my towel turban. I had to ask if she knew how to listen. Now I'm certain, now my task just to get up in her.
Like I was a surgeon.
I'm a virgin who makes exceptions at sunset. My dirty skin gets cleansed by the summer sweat.
So have some respect.
I don't need you new and clean. I don't want the procedure routine.
A screw machine.
With a few bolts loose, robot response, touch tone. Hit trigger, happy go lucky, emotion monger wants a love poem.
Run home.
Dip into your closet and jump on. Your secret admirer stuck higher up and he's unknown.
Looking down on you.
Can y'all bear the burden? My ears are hurting. I found a few gears are turning with squeaky wheels. Get the grease. It's a damn nuisance. Understand the blueprints for our mechanical movements.
It never ends. Smooth sense.
We abuse the earth.
Grab a handful of pubes
and remove the turf. Refuse its worth. We lose our shirt. She assumed the worst. Needed proof of birth.
I'm leaving this universe.
It seems doomed and cursed. If you come first, come fast. Come here.
Come back.
Compare.
Contrast.
Complain. Constrain, constantly ask complicated questions, contain scientific answers in your flask.
Condone,
condemn,
come home,
come friend,
confuse common issues,
continue,
comprehend,
karma, chameleon,
come again,
continue to come in you,
come to daddy,
condescend, come and bring us confidence,
cuddling is compliment,
come to think it's went from guilty consciousness to common sense,
calm down,
complete,
compound,
come eat.
Our common ground, meet from man-made concrete.
Come to the street,
conquer the weak.
Come to terms with coming last. Make love to the present,
fuck the past.
I make love to the present,
fuck the past.
Nothing lasts, don't you dare worry about the morning aftermath.
I'm making myself look pretty. I'm making myself look pretty for you. I'm making myself look prettier. When I make love to the present,
fuck the past.
When I make love to the present,
fuck the past.
When I make love to the present,
fuck the past.
I fuck the past.
Come, come now.
When I make love to the president,
come.
When I make love to the president,
come.
When I make love to the president,
come.
I fuck the pastor.
Come, come now.
I want another.
Joy.